And we are back 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. My pleasure to welcome back to the show Mayor Pro Tem Dan Doyle. Missed him a couple of weeks ago. How you doing, Dan?
Doing good, man. That wind kind of threw me through the doors.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's one of the things about this wind. And all of it settles in here. All the debris settles into our little vestibule. Is that what you call that?
Debris?
No, a vestibule.
Oh, yeah. Terraza.
Yeah.
It's not a lobby?
I don't know.
It's a mess.
Okay. Thanks. All gone leaves.
Yeah, leaves.
Cigarette butts.
Anyway.
How you been?
Good to be back.
Yeah, man. City Council met not this past Tuesday, but last Tuesday. We'll go through that and other things going on in and around town. But under persons to address the council, Walmart giving you a couple of dollars.
You know. We always said that they don't give back to the community. Look, got to eat my words. They're giving some money for the New Iberia Police Department. I'm not sure. I never had that happen the years I've been there. So I don't know where it goes, if it goes to the budget or they feel like they'll get extra security. I'm not sure. This is kind of something that we're accepted. So if anybody else want to give money to the city for the department, we're accepted. We'll put them on the agenda.
Absolutely. Nice gesture there. Zach Mitchell addressed the council on some events which have been going on, and as well as some upcoming events. I'm not sure if that
well,
District
pretty much
4
done.
Event.
Yeah. So the, every district is, Pastor Zach is getting a group of people to, they call boots on the ground. They do all kind of things. They have sermons. They have get-togethers, and they go door-to-door to get involved with the community. And he's been doing it for every district. And District 3 has been finished, I think, a few days ago, and now it's going to District 4. It's just to bring awareness about, and not only the awareness, it's about the, what they have out there to help the community. Because what's going on, not only in New Iberia, is that you hate to get out your house. You feel not secure. You don't feel safe. And coming with this group of people really gets everyone together. And I want to applaud the council members because they're all part of making it happen. And Pastor Zach has really been—he's been doing a lot. He's on a committee for the police department, and he does this for—and it's a lot of time and effort that he does for nothing but the goodness of believing in New Iberia.
Yeah, he also does the CERT program as well. No, appreciate his efforts, indeed.
Right.
A couple of ordinances that were up for final adoption—one dealing with the police department.
Yeah.
Maybe you can apply that $4,000. No, I think Freddie does have that earmarked.
No,
that
we already have that money. Yeah. I guess he does. I didn't see. I got the budget right here. I think he printed the budget before we got the money. But they had a couple of things there. One was about a police motorcycle given to us by the city of Lake Charles that we have to have an introduction of an ordinance to accept it, and that's you know. And then we had Lafayette gave us, I think, 5 police cars. I just hope they're all in good shape.
Well, you know, and I think the mayor talked about them being more pool cars necessarily squad cars, active, you know, for the officers on duty, but vehicles just to get certain things around town.
Right.
You know?
So it was a motorcycle for, I think, $19,000, I think.
I think it was $9,000.
$9,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was worth $19,000. I know Sherry Gidry was saying about... she knew about motorcycles. I know nothing about them. So, yeah, so it was a good deal for us to help start our fleet, you know.
Yeah.
So that was just an introduction, and we accepted it further down on the agenda. And we had another one about the right-of-way for Center Point Energy. They're doing that bridge off of Lewis Street going into the subdivision behind the Sonic. And they had a gas line underneath the bridge where they didn't notice that it have to be removed. And re-ran, and we given them some land and right away to run it where the city park, not the city park, it's a little park that the city owns in the subdivision. So they go ahead and run that new line so they can go with the bridge. But the bridge is coming along.
Yeah, in fact, Larry Richard,
Larry
was on the show yesterday, gave me an update on that, and said they thought they were a little ahead of the game. Let's hope weather holds out and they can continue to stay ahead of the game.
It's amazing, right? When they did it, half of the neighborhood was like, man, you know, shut down our interest. And now they're saying, like, oh, let's leave it. Because it's like a gated community. You have one in and one out.
So, just give them their arrow.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, the arrow. If we could, I guarantee we would.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what that was about. There's no cost to the city except letting them use some land that we have.
Very good. After that, you did have to introduce an ordinance. Yeah. That'll be up for final adoption probably at your next meeting, but that supplemental intergovernmental agreement with Sewage District Number 1 for repairs to the T-Bayou wastewater treatment detention bond.
Detention. Well, that, it's like a demolition.
Yeah, you guys share that with the parish.
Yeah, I don't think the original pond cost that much when we did it. But it was a pond that we went jointly into. It's a plant that we own 50-50 with. But it's a pond that failed that wasn't that old. And DEQ and EPA got on us, and we have to fix it. And it's costing a bunch of money. And the money is coming out of the mosquito fund. So it's not like out of general. It has to be used for something as this. So thank God the parish is a partnership with us on it, because it would cost us a lot more money.
Yeah, speaking of which, I think the parish government tonight about to pass out those checks to agents from the mosquito, the excess mosquito
money. Yeah, I don't know
money,
about, the amount yet. About
$400,000 maybe for you guys. Yeah,
we used to get almost $800,000, $900,000.
Really?
No, really.
I don't remember it being that much.
I'll look it up and show you.
Yeah, they made some changes over there.
Yeah, I think so. We got to check their books, maybe. No, but we appreciate it.
And actually, Paul was estimating. He was estimating when he gave me some numbers yesterday. So
wow, I want to check into that. But you know, it's something that they collected. The parish collects the tax. They run their department, and then we get the funds that they don't use.
Right.
So it's not like they're giving us something that's not ours. It's just that every year it changes depending on the cost of their operation and how much taxes they
Well, that's true. Collect. Sales taxes are down, though, too. That's probably one of the reasons why it might be a little less.
I'm going to check into that, Jeff.
You do that. In the meantime, another resolution, police department renovations at City Hall, authorizing the mayor to deal with that.
Yeah, they're remodeling some of the downstairs where the police department will be, and they were in the past, but they're changing some of the entrances and exits when people come into the building, and some signage and some rooms. And you have been down there?
Not in a while.
Okay. So there's some changes that's being done down there, and they do have a sale down there that people come in and have to stay in the sale before they go to court upstairs. So we have to remodel and paint and clean some of that stuff up. So, of course, you have to get an architect to make sure it's done right. So Paul Allad's been doing so much for the city, and go ahead and paying him to remodel or give us the drawings to remodel the space.
There you go. Another resolution dealt with a change order for the Church Alley Park and Bike Trail to adjust for some allowances.
It's pretty nice.
City deciding to take on some of that work.
Yeah, they had some. What they do when you bid a job, sometimes they have some allowances in there to do certain things, like and this is signage. So the city can just use the same money they have and do it themselves, rather than the contractor trying to do it. And the project's complete besides that. I don't know if you've been out there at night.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's nice to go out there and with the blue walls.
I hope folks are taking advantage of it.
I hope so. And they even talked about you being able to use it for like a little function and stuff, just like Du Boulogne Plaza. So it's just something that instead of it was no money, as a matter of fact, no extra money we had to pay. It's just money that we're taking out the contract and letting the city do it on its own.
Very good. After that, another resolution with the dealing with the municipal water pollution prevention environmental audit report.
Yeah, we have to do that twice a year. What that is, they just check to make sure the flows that we have through our sewer district and reports we have about the outlet of the water, what is what the numbers are, to make sure it's all clean water we're pumping back into the canals. That's about it. We have to do it, I think, twice a year or three times a year we get a report.
All right. Planning and zoning offered up a recommendation to allow a property on Julius Street to be used for a home health care office.
Yeah, this is a special use permit that we've been using it for years. Instead of rezoning the whole block, you can rezone temporary a building if the neighbors in favor of it. So
for a specific use.
Use only.
Right.
And you can't, after this use goes away, it goes back to the original zoning. But one thing about this is that the neighbors has to be on board with it. And it's a corner building that's been empty, and it's a commercial building in a residential neighborhood, and they put in a health service in it. So that's anytime you can fill up an empty building and we can help it, we will, you know.
Very good. After that, a couple of, well, I say a couple of property standard issues. It looks like a short list, but in effect it is kind of long. But Providence Street, Hopkins Street, what's the update on those?
Well, the first one on Providence Street, we removed it. So the people came in and boarded up the building and cleaned it up, so we removed it. The second one on Hopkins Street, we put on a demo. But what I gather, since then, the owner came and said they would board it up and clean around it, and they had, I think, 10 days to do that. So if that did happen, it might be coming back to us this meeting to take it off the demo. And that's always a good thing, you know, if you can save a house. But sometimes you have to put the pressure to the owners to, before they make a decision. And, of course, the last one, we've been, I think since I've been on a council, we've been looking at these houses on Shot Street. We call it the mixing houses. It's some little shotgun houses that have been going back and forth, and everybody's been pointing the finger who's responsible and who's wrong. But now I think the councilman in that area just had enough and said, look, it's time to get something done. So they are cleaning up that area. Some houses they moved away, some they tearing down. And it was a commitment to the mayor. The owner of the property came over and told him that he will take them down within a certain period of time. And but if you want one of those houses, go ride by.
But, you know, I kept hearing moving them, but they're still problem houses, I'm guessing. So are you just moving the problem?
No. I mean, the framework's still there. And some people like those old houses. You know, I don't. But some people like them to go put them in there and make a shed out of it. I don't know. You know, the problem is getting it out the city. After it gets out the city, we don't really care if it's a problem for somebody else.
And I think the mayor said, you know, if someone is buying these things, then they're probably going to do something to
shore. I don't know if they're buying them. I think they're giving them.
Really?
Okay. No, really. Yeah, but you have to move them.
I got
you. No, you're not buying a house. You can have the house, but it might cost you, you know, $4,000 to move it. I'm not sure what it costs, but, yeah, no, you can have the house.
Okay.
So you might want
one. I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, Jeff.
Keep that in mind.
But so anyway, we do have progress on it, and that's a good thing. Now, what's going to happen to the property, I don't know, but at least it's progress, you know, happening.
There you go. After that, Kevin Zarang, city treasurer, updated on the general budget and then also the police department budget. Any concerns there? What'd you see?
I asked the mayor to give us an up-to-date on the budget, what we spent so far, and he gave us two proposals, one for the full year project when it does start and what he spent so far this year. So that's very good to keep up with because, you know, it's a budget that's going to be the most expensive budget probably in the city, and we have to make sure that we stay within the guidelines. Now, one thing he did do, we bonded out $2 million to start buying things, and I think he spent about $1.9 million of the $2 million already. And then that's not counting the tax dollars that's going to be coming in that we collected. We'll be collecting $9 million on those dollars. And then, but those dollars can be used for other departments, at the fire department, public works, and some things. Because the tax, people don't understand, the first tax we had was a 1960-61 tax that was a half-cent sales tax, 1 cent sales tax that we collected $6 million. All that money was going to the police department. But the original tax is made for the police, the fire, public works, all kind of things. So it might relieve some money on that first tax. The second tax they passed was a half-cent sales tax for the New Iberia City Police and for the fire department. That money can be used only for the New Iberia Police and the fire department, and that collects $3 million. So that $3 million will be going totally to this $2 million that we borrowed in bonds.
Right.
And anything else you need would be coming out the original tax, and any dollars left over there would be used for other departments in the city. But what we talked about a while back is putting some money aside to have a little fund balance for the expense. When it does go up, we have money put aside, and that could be coming out that original tax if we need to do that. So one thing I think the mayor wants to make sure is that we do have funding set aside for the police department, since it's the most priority thing that's happening, and not run short like we did in the past. So far, we're just trying to make sure that the accounting is staying up to date. And as you saw on the agenda, that every month that Kevin has to come and give us a budget to year comparison. So our next thing on the agenda. Like every month he comes and tells us where we stand with each department, and we can address a concern at that point and not wait to the end of the year. So,
again, so no, you're not seeing any concerns.
Well, not yet. It's kind of early.
Gotcha.
We, you know, a lot of money is appropriated for the things, but we didn't really spend a lot of the money yet. It depends, you know, long you could see some extra expense, but so far, in matter of fact, it's right on budget. I mean, right on it.
All right. I'm going to skip one item of discussion, go to something you wanted to discuss in regards to the police department, mm-hmm. and then get a final wrap on how you see the department coming along. But what were you concerned about, line-of-duty issues?
Well, what happened is you might recall, but back in Lafayette, they had a guy got killed in line of duty, and they had a big discussion about his wife or to have benefits that he was entitled for. So I want to make sure that we knew in the fire department to have a line of duty death benefits that come from the state and the federal. When you pass away in a line of duty, the feds give you a death benefit and the state. But I wanted to make sure that we had something in that coverage to help the widow of the fallen officer in the fire department and the police department. So we do have that. And I just wanted to make sure. And it gives you like 90 days after a person passed away to notify them, and they can have coverage for themselves and their children. Then after that, they're going to have to get on COBRA or pay their own. But they have the opportunity to pay their own, and they're not just cut off.
Gotcha.
I mean, you don't know. You go to a house, just someone called because they have a disturbance. You go over there, just think you can talk them out of it, and someone shoots you. I mean, it's, you know, you got to respect these people that do these jobs, just like the firemen that did a lot of good work on that building, the Freeman's, when it caught on fire. It was out of the city, and the city fire trucks were there first, and the mayor gave them the okay to get on the property to do the work. Normally, you don't do that, but it's about helping out the people that pay his taxes, and I applauded the mayor for doing that because it was something that some administrations wouldn't have done. And I know they didn't do it. And sometimes when it's out the city, it's not our concern. But I think you see a whole different operation happening with the parish president and the mayor now about working together for the betterment of the community, no matter if it's in the city or not. And I just want to make sure about these benefits with the health coverage that the fallen spouse of the person had the benefits offered to them.
All right. Any other thoughts on the PD and its reformation?
No, I sat in a couple of meetings with him so far, and it's been such an open book about any questions you have, they answered, and the assistant chief is doing a great job. I just hope it continues. I know they filled in all the applications, and I think they pretty much got everybody hired. They won't be starting to, probably mid-June, some of them. And the problem is we can't do anything until after July 1st because of the computer network that we have to use has to be transferred from the police department, sheriff department, to our police department. So we can't start before July. Now we can get things in order. My only concern I talked to the mayor about is that we have pretty many cars that we bought, and people could be shift changing at City Hall and where they all park. So they could try to do the shift change and before the employees come into City Hall and before the public really comes in. That way you'll have more space. That was always my concern, and somehow we're going to have to work around that, is to make sure when you have 60 police cars, where do they all park when you still got to go with employees and public coming to City Hall. So I think they can work on that, Jeff, but so far everything's coming together. And everybody looks like they're on board to do whatever needs to be done to make it happen.
July 1st is a Sunday, I just noticed, so maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Behave, okay? It's a Sunday.
Yeah, just be good
Take
for like
easy.
A few hours. Hey,
would it be so bad? Would it be so bad?
I don't think they matter what day of the week it is.
Anyway,
yeah.
Getting back to another item for discussion, and good news is it seems like the discussion that you guys have had, that the parish government has had, that Wildlife and Fisheries is maybe taking another look at a proposal that several folks offered up to the governor on Thursday.
Well, at the end of the day, that department is very unique because they kind of fund themselves, and they kind of do what they want, they spend what they want, and it doesn't really go through the legislature much. It's pretty much the call of the governor, and what I heard, the governor even looked surprised about what was happening. Now,
yeah,
I don't know if that was true or not, but I kind of heard that, and I saw a couple of our legislatures got involved, and they didn't really know about it.
No, it was all kind of cloak and dagger stuff. I mentioned this before. I went through many different agendas, Wildlife and Fisheries Commission agendas, over the past 5 months. Not a word.
Well, Wildlife and Fisheries are very unique department.
Yeah, and they operate pretty much from their own funds.
Yeah, they do.
You know, so
they kind of can do what they want, I guess. But I think they just got caught, and I think it slowed it down. Did it stop it? I don't know. If they made a commitment to that building already on in Lafayette, and signed some papers, I mean, do you just buy the building and just don't move the office?
Yeah, but nothing has officially been signed. Maybe a lease purchase agreement or something like that.
Yeah, but so I don't know. I hope not, because let me tell you, there's a lot. I mean,
and I was going to ask you, with your perspective, you do some shrimping, you do a lot of fishing, you're down on the water quite a bit. What do you think the impact of moving that office from a coastal area, or more coastal area, to more of an urban area?
It would be a disaster.
Yeah,
I mean, the reason these people can operate within their own department because of the tickets and the fines and the licenses. If you're far away from where most of these things are happening, how much good are you going to do? I mean, I know some fishermen is like, hey, move them far away so they won't write us tickets. But no, I think it's a disaster. They got an ideal place. Hey, right in the middle here, they can go to the east, they can go to the west, they can go south. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
None. I mean, no sense. And then I think the parish or the school board offered them that building at the air base. I mean, so everybody's like, and then they were about to spend some money to remodel this building not long ago where it's at. I just don't understand it, because, and look, it would affect a lot of that gas and their supplies all picked up mostly in Lydia going to Sipple Point. And that's where I know about. So that's a lot of tax dollars and that the parish won't get.
Mm-hmm.
The city is not as affected as much as the parish will be, but at the end of the day, we all affect it.
Right.
You know, because some of those fishermen, game wardens, I'm sorry, do live in New Iberia. So do you lose them? Do they move because they have to work in Lafayette? Do they commute? I don't know. But I think a lot of people were surprised, because I think they were trying to do it where no one knew about it. And whenever that happens, normally something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I have no reason to be certain of this, but I can't help think that Monisette, being from Lafayette, has something to do with wanting to not have to commute as far.
I don't know. Maybe he likes commuting. I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. He came into a hornet's nest in New Iberia.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was almost speechless. He's a good guy. Just I think he made a wrong decision. But anyway, I applaud the efforts, because let me tell you, the community really got behind him. I know people that got behind this that doesn't even fish or hunt. It was just the principle. And, you know, whenever you try to hide things, that's what's going to happen. Sometimes you get caught and you have to answer for it.
No doubt. No doubt. After that, we went out of order a little bit, but Sherry Guidry offered up a final report on her Titan Wright District 5 cleanup.
Yeah, she... Sherry Guidry is a go-getter, man. She has more functions going on than anybody, and she does a great job. And, you know, getting the community, we used to have that. She calls it a little different. And we used to have cleanups in every district.
Yeah, keep New Iberia beautiful.
Right. And it kind of went away.
As did that organization.
Yeah, right. But so she's doing something a little differently. But it all, whenever you bring people together to try to help clean up your district, it helps the whole town. My thing is, like, they should respect your district to begin with.
Yeah, that would be nice. Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, and I think she does a great job doing it.
But you know what? You know, these kind of events, even though you're picking up after other people, maybe it shames some people and say, oh, gee, I guess there is a problem. Maybe I won't throw this on the ground next time. Maybe.
Let me tell you, I was at a place last week, and somebody threw some stuff out their car on this thing, and I went up to him. I was terrified. I'm not gonna lie. I said, "Hey, bro, what you doing? What you mean?" I said, "Pick up that stuff." "Why?" "Because." Yeah. So he looked at me like I was crazy, and then I looked at him. I was like, man, good enough to get shot over some McDonald's cups. Yeah. Really. It was in a parking lot. Just threw it.
Yeah, I don't get people who can do that.
He picked it up, and I left, so I don't know if he threw it back out. But it's just idea. It's just no respect of not only where you live, somebody else's property.
Yeah.
You know? I always said it, man. Something so simple, you put a big fine on them, the word will get out quick.
Yeah, you know? And that's the key. And it's tough to enforce that. There are litter laws, and you know, police aren't going to see everything, unfortunately. And you know, if they're smart polluters, they're looking in the rearview mirror or something before they toss it out the window. But
They're not that smart. No. They're just idiots. But you know, you remember when they had the group of ladies writing tickets for handicap?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
That caught your attention.
But I think there is a state law, if not a city or parish, if you catch someone littering, take down their license plate number and turn it in. And I think they can cite them at that
really?
Point.
Well, something needs to be done because it's a disaster when you're trying to clean up and people like...
And I know people pollute outside of their vehicles, too, yeah. Walking. I know in my little corner of the world there, I can't believe how much debris I pick up every day.
And, you know, and I think it's all how you brought up, Jeff, because I know, like, my family or my wife and that, I mean, you don't ever throw anything. I mean, she recycles and all that stuff, but it's all how you brought up. I believe that because if you don't respect what you have, you're not going to respect what someone else's have. But I want to applaud Sherry for all what she does because she's on a mission. And when she's on a mission, she's going to fulfill that mission. And she did a great job. And like the other council members, them getting involved and going out there, giving their time and the volunteers, we appreciate it. But sometimes it makes people open their eyes and say, yeah, maybe I should be more responsible.
Absolutely. That's pretty much the meeting. Anything else going on that you want to talk about today?
Well, no, we talked about the dragon boat race, how the weather was good, and everybody had a great time. And I just wish more people would have been involved in it, you know. It just got so many things going on. When is a good time, you know? Sometimes I think last year, Dragon Boat Races, it rained. Huh?
I believe it was a nasty day. Lightning, too.
Yeah. But I want to shout out and thank again for the firemen of city firemen for what they did at Freeman's when their building caught on fire. They worked really well with the parish and got involved together to go and try to save part of that building. And I want to thank the mayor for giving the okay, because he had to give the okay for that to happen. It cost us a few dollars that we're going to have to pay in overtime and equipment and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do. And believe it or not, Freeman's, people don't understand, are not in the city limits.
Yeah.
The parking lot is, but
the building is not. Are you serious?
Yes.
The parking lot is.
Correct.
But the building is not.
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Care if they come after me, but years ago when Freeman's came into it was a big building back then to come into the city, they asked the mayor back then, hey, won't you give us a couple years of tax free for us to get some investment back? So they agreed not to give it to them, so they moved the building back.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking lot's in it.
That's wild.
Is that wild? So they went to court. So the court said if you leave the basket, the store, and walk to the parking lot, if it comes in the city, it could be taxed. I'm going to tell you what happened. I can't even make this up. They painted a yellow line. And when back then, people used to bring your basket to your cars. Not the public. They had people in the store that did it way back when. When they got to the line, they had to throw the basket and let it roll over the line and grab it again. And they didn't charge it. And it went to court. You never heard that, huh?
I never heard that.
So anyway, so maybe I talk to the mayor, go talk to the Freemans. They might want to get in the city now since we did a favor for them. And with the response that they got, it could lower their insurance. So this might have been a deal that brings in some more tax dollars.
Wow.
But can you believe it's not in the city?
No,
but the parking lot is.
I knew the building wasn't, right. But I just assumed everything on that side of Admiral Doyle wasn't. But
no.
Amazing.
Politics at its best.
No doubt.
Yeah, I want
to. And again, to defend even the city doing that work, a lot of those employees live in the city. A lot of people who shop there live in the city. And So, yeah, that's
– I told Freddie, you know, I'm a consolidation guy, and he's not. I said, this is so close to consolidation, you can't handle it. He said, no, it's an intergovernment agreement. But but it works. You know, whenever you put anything together with the parish and you can make it work, it saves money, and it's the right thing to do. We all taxpayers, you know. But I want to wish everybody a happy Easter this year, this weekend, and just be safe. And maybe that wind will die down so you can enjoy some outside activities.
Not much.
Not much?
I'm not seeing much.
It's going to get a little cooler, though, I think.
Yeah, a little cooler.
A little cooler,
upper 70s over the weekend.
Yeah. And look, I was so thankful when you're talking about businesses coming to the city. I just left a house that I'm doing a little air-conditioned job with, and this guy came from California and moved to New Iberia.
For?
Because his wife was from Delcom.
Okay.
And his wife works in New Iberia now. He's going to find a job in New Iberia or somewhere else. And I just left this house before I came here. How nice the people were in this town. He's remodeling the house, and everybody was so friendly and really excited to raise his family here. And it was just good to hear.
I ran into a couple from Canada last night, and not only were they happy to find someone to talk hockey with, but they were really enjoying themselves down here. They really like it down here.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure the weather up there is still a little.
But from California to here,
that's
a distance.
A lot of folks say that to me, Chicago to Golden Meadow.
Yeah,
that's quite a change, Jeff. Yeah,
you're right. I like Golden Meadow.
No,
I got my first speeding ticket there.
I got I'll never forget this story. I've shared it a couple times. You know, I work for Kale Cable, and that was on the corner of Kale Lane and the four-lane back highway, the four-lane highway, 32, 35, maybe whatever it is. Anyway, cops always sat in our parking lot, you know, looking for speeders, because it goes from 55 to 45, about that spot in the road. Anyway, I wave to this officer as I get into my car, and I pull out, and it's almost like making a U-turn onto the four-lane, because I was heading north. And I do a little bit of a rolling stop. And the guy gives me a ticket. I'm like, come on, man, you knew it was safe. I'm staring at traffic, and anyway.
It was a two-lane by the bayou in Golden Meadows.
Yeah, LA-1.
I passed a car and had another car coming.
Yeah, I got to a point, eventually, they would just shake their finger at me, slow down.
Really? Well, yeah. That's good if they just shake your finger and not bring the book out. But look, this guy, you know, he was amazed at? I think he came to Victor's and ate. He went to a couple places. He said, man, where I'm from, when you walk down the street or you go somewhere, people don't say hi.
Yeah,
and he was very impressed how people was like, hey, how you doing today, and this and that. So it was exciting. I think sometimes we take that for granted here, that people are more friendly than we want to accept. But anyway, it's a good thing. You know, someone moved into a house that was abandoned. So
excellent. Got a caller on the line. We'll see if it's a question for the mayor pro tem. Hi, you're in the air.
Good morning, Jonathan. How you doing today?
Good.
This is not my question, but I just want to make a statement and say that everybody who moves down here becomes a Cajun. I think once they eat crawfish. But no, we've had quite experiences with people, the oil field people that come from Texas and Oklahoma, and the Navy base was here, and a lot of those single guys on the Navy base married Cajun girls, and they became Cajuns. That was a boom to our area. And they just liked it here and stayed here and married into the families. But my question is, now with that Freeman's deal, if you shop at Freeman's, you don't pay city taxes?
That's correct.
So you just pay the parish taxes?
Parish and state and, you know, school board.
Yeah, right. Your school board,
right.
Too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's in the parish.
Yes, correct.
But you don't have to pay the city taxes.
That's correct. And we just get 2%.
Don't say that too loud.
And we only get 2 cents. People think we get the 10%. We only get 2.
No, I don't. But
two and a half.
Still, it must make the other grocery stores a little upset.
But there are some parish taxes in the sales tax, right?
Right.
Yeah. So in the city, you're not paying those parish taxes.
But instead of
some of them.
Most of them you are, though.
Yeah.
state tax is 4%?
Yes.
And then
I think it's 5 now. Well, it was supposed to leave 18 months. You mean they gave that 1 cent sales tax? It was 5.
Yeah.
But
that'll drop.
Yeah, we only get 2. We get 2.5% now. The city.
So the 8.5% that we pay in the city.
That's right.
You only pay 6% if you're outside the city.
That's correct.
If you purchase outside the city.
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
See? All right. Well, thank you. Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. 367-1240 is our phone number, but just about ready to wrap it up with Dan, unless you've got anything else.
No, just hope you have a good weekend and a safe one, and I'm glad the weather's going to be good for the kids to have their Easter hunts and all that, because when it's raining, they have to do an Easter hunt in the house. It's not fun.
All right. Well, thanks. Dan, Mayor Pro Tem Dan Doyle, always appreciate you joining us, usually the Wednesday opposite of city council meetings. We'll look forward to the next time.
Thank you, Jeff.